September 25, 1920. The truth is light. Simile of the sun. Finding myself in my usual state, I saw my always lovable Jesus as if he were placing a globe of light in my interior. Then he told me, "My daughter, my truth is light, and in communicating it to souls, who are limited beings, I communicate my truths with a limited light, since they are not capable of receiving immense light. However, it happens as with the sun, while it appears up there in the heavens as a limited, circled globe of light, the light which it spreads invades the whole earth, it warms, it fecundates. So it is impossible for man to count the plants fecundated, and the lands illuminated and warmed by the sun. While he can see it up high in the heavens in a twinkling of an eye, he cannot see where its light ends up, nor the good which it does. The same happens with the sons of the truths which I communicate to the souls, they appear as limited within them. But as soon as these truths come out, how many souls do they not touch? How many minds do they not enlighten? How much good do they not do? This is why you saw me place a globe of light inside of you, these are my truths which I communicate to you. Be attentive in receiving them, and more attentive in communicating them, in order to give course to the light of my truths. Now, returning to pray, I found myself in the arms of my celestial mama, who caressed me, squeezing me to her lap. But then, I don't know how, I forgot about her and I was lamenting that all had abandoned me. And Jesus, flying by, told me, "Just a little while ago my mama was here, who squeezed you in her arms with great love." And as he said that, I remembered, the same happens with me, how many times I come, and you forget about it? Could I perhaps be without coming? On the contrary, I act like a mama, when her child sleeps, she kisses and caresses her, though the child does not know anything about it. And when she wakes up, she laments that her mama does not kiss her and does not love her. That's what you do. Praised be Jesus, author of loving stratagems.